This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So who is Allah? There is nobody who can introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than He introduced Himself. So let me recite for you what He said about Himself, and then I will also translate that for you. He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد I recited for you three different passages from the Quran. The first is the passage which is called Ayat al-Kursi, which is considered to be the most important, the heaviest, the most valuable ayat of the Quran, which is the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other two are also the introductions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this one is considered to be superior to everything else because of the number of ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Himself. It begins with Allah, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. He says, Allah, la ilaha illa hu, none has the right to be worshipped but Him, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither does he doze nor does sleep overtake him. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? He knows what happens to them, what happens to his creatures in this world and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never access anything of his knowledge except that which he wills. His kursi or footstool extends over the heavens and the earth, and he feels no fatigue and no tiredness in guarding and preserving them. And he is the most high, the most great. The second passage was from Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentioned the effect of His kalam, of His word, if it was sent down onto a mountain so that we can reflect on what happens to our hearts and to us when we listen to the kalam, to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would surely have seen it humbling itself and rending asunder by the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such are the examples which we put forward to mankind that they may reflect. He is Allah, other than whom there is no one worthy of worship, the all-knower of the unperceivable and the perceived. He is the most beneficent and the most merciful. He is Allah, other than whom there is no one worthy of worship. The King, the Holy, the one free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah. High is He above all that they associate as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth, glorify Him, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The last is Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is the one of the three last passages of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is Allah, the One, Allahus Samad, the self-sufficient Master, who is free from all needs and all wants. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets not, nor was He begotten. He has no father and mother, and He has no son and daughter. There is no one before Him, and there is no one after Him from Him. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto Him. This is Allah.